The United States Department of Housing and Urban Development has agreed to allow the state to administer $6 million of Marshall Fire Community Development Block Grants. Representative Joe Nagu, Senator Michael Bennett, and Senator John Hickenlooper wrote letters on behalf of the state asking the federal agency to waive a rule requiring Boulder County to administer funds. The letter said overseeing the money would strain the counties and delay the recovery for many families. Senator Bennett said in a press release, "We greatly appreciate HUD's flexibility and support on this matter. Every dollar we save by streamlining the process is another dollar for the survivors of the Marshall Fire as they continue to rebuild." The Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will consider changes to regulations to better address the cumulative impacts of oil and gas operations. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The state body that regulates oil and gas operations in Colorado has set a December 14th hearing date for a rulemaking petition that calls for rules to better protect Coloradans from cumulative impacts of oil and gas development. Six environmental groups submitted the rulemaking petition on August 30th, formally asking the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, COGCC, to move forward in making the new rules. The COGCC has a mandate, enacted in 2019 by Senate Bill 19-181, to evaluate and address the potential cumulative impacts of oil and gas development. According to the environmental groups, in over 3 years since the Senate bill passed into law, the Commission has adopted rules to evaluate cumulative impacts, but enacted only a handful of rules that address a small subset of local cumulative impacts such as dust, noise, and light. The petitioners are demanding that the COGCC make rules to address the regional and state cumulative impacts of ozone and climate change and to increase local protections against air pollutants, especially in disproportionately impacted communities. Any individual or entity who wishes to provide comments on the rulemaking petition may file with the commission no later than December 2nd. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
As temperatures drop, Eldora Mountain Resort is ramping up snow production. The ski resort plans to open on November 18th or even earlier if they get enough snow. Eldora Marketing Director Sam Bass told the Daily Camera, "We're so excited to begin gearing up for another winter of fun here at the Backyard Mountain for Greater Boulder County and Colorado's Northern Front Range. Arapahoe Basement Ski Area is currently the only ski resort open in the region. It began operating lifts on Monday." The Boulder Valley School District is stepping up security and police presence at and around Fairview High School after a man made threats against the school. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office charged the 18-year-old Esteban Yeguian with felony menacing, inciting destruction of life or property, and interfering with an educational institution. Police released Yeguian after he posted a $100,000 bond under the conditions that he have no contact with Fairview High School, nor any named victims in the case, possesses no weapons, and not travel outside of the state, and continue mental health treatment. BVSD did not provide specifics on how security will look in the coming days, but said that their priority is to ensure the safety of both students and staff. The city of Denver is hitting the pause button on the e-bike rebate program. KGNU's Sean Kellen has more.
Denver's Climate Office is suspending its e-bike rebate voucher program for the remainder of this year, but officials say it will be back in 2023. The program lets approved applicants buy an e-bike at participating bike shops for an upfront discount. It's been a huge success. More than 4,400 vouchers have been redeemed in Denver as of October 24th. As a result, available funding has been all used up. Once it starts again next year, applicants can register at denverclimaterebates.com. No word yet on specific date for the program to resume. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
The Denver City Council will invest $15 million of marijuana sales tax revenue in an effort to support 1,000 minority and women-owned businesses by the end of 2025. Officials told the Denver Post that the funds are meant to combat historically racist discriminatory practices in the finance industry that have prevented minority-owned businesses from growing and thriving. For today's temperature in Denver, we're going to see a high of 62 and a low of 32 with a current temperature of 34 degrees. And Fort Collins is going to be a high of 59 and a low of 27 with a current temperature of 32 degrees. And currently there is a freeze warning in effect in Larimer County. In Boulder, we're going to see a high of 59 and a low of 37 with a current temperature of 38 degrees. And for KGNU, I am Luis Licon.